38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerberil and Morro Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to burning outbuildings and travel trailers. Candidate withdraws from County Superintendent of Schools race. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a fire on March 9th at about 6:40 p.m. on the 7100 block of Sycamore Road. Atascadero Fire found two outbuildings, a fence, and a travel trailer involved in heavy fire with an immediate exposure to a large, approximately 1,500 square foot shop starting to become involved. Atascadero Fire says several cylinders and cans at the scene created small explosions, which increased the volume and intensity of the fire. Atascadero Fire says the blaze was knocked down in about 20 minutes from dispatch, and units remained for about 3 hours for mop-up. The cause is under investigation. A candidate has chosen to withdraw from the race for San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools. Michael Spetchlera, Executive Director for County Office of Education and longtime career technical education leader, announced he will no longer be running for the County Superintendent of Schools. After careful consideration, I have decided to withdraw from the race and continue focusing on my work on expanding career technical education and workforce pathways for students across the region. Spetchlera added, I am optimistic that the future of our county's education system and know that our leaders will continue to advocate for programs that move the needle locally. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its awards ceremony on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall. 81 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and Medal of Valor. The Meritorious Award will be given to detectives who worked on a case of a missing woman from Arroyo Grande last year, where her body was discovered in a rural area along Highway 198. The Medal of Valor will be awarded to a deputy who was involved in a late-night shooting near Templeton High School, where the suspect fired upon two sheriff's patrol vehicles. The deputies involved in the incident will also receive Distinguished Service Awards. Pass Rebels High School Band wins multiple awards from Dos Pueblos Jazz Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Hurl News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Pass Rebels High School Jazz Band attended the 2026 Dos Pueblos High School Jazz Festival in Goleta and delivered an outstanding performance that earned them multiple awards and individual honors. The Jazz Festival brings together high school and junior high schools from across the Central Coast with educational clinics led by professional musicians and jazz educators. The Bearcat Jazz Band earned second place in the Senior High Novice Division, recognizing the ensemble's strong overall performance. Individual students who received awards were Jamie Coda, Khalil Conrad, Christina Cerna, Oliver Taylor, Maxwell Tui-Birkvall, Emily Thiel, and local audiences can experience the award-winning ensemble on Saturday, March 14th, when the PRHS Jazz Band performs at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival. This event is free and open to the public. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history. Or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. The City of Atascadero has announced a request for a proposal to design and install holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens Park. Holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens help transform the park into a festive environment during the winter season. The selected contractor will be responsible for the design, installation, maintenance, removal, packing, and transport of all holiday lighting features. The city needs the initial contract to be for 1 year, with the option to extend for further increments. Interested parties must submit a written proposal by Tuesday, March 31st at 5 p.m. For more information, you can visit the City of Atascadero's website. In addition to the safety enhancement zone going into effect for the City of San Luis Obispo leading up to St. Patrick's Day, the County District Attorney's Office announced stricter enforcement. The DA's office says they will not be offering pre-filing misdemeanor diversions to any person alleged to have committed a crime stemming from St. Patrick's Day celebrations, effective March 6th through the 18th. The DA's office encourages students, visitors, and residents to San Luis Obispo to celebrate St. Patrick's Day responsibly. During the enforcement period, all fines will be doubled, and laws will be more strictly enforced within the city during this time. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves 120-106, the Kings over the Pacers 114-109, the Bulls beat the Warriors 130-124. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against the Hornets, the Nuggets will face the Rockets, and the Knicks will go against the Jazz. In California news, an attorney for California Solar Power Company has pled guilty to 23 felony counts of fraud, including bank fraud and wire fraud. 61-year-old Ari Lauer was sentenced to 11 years and 5 months in prison for helping orchestrate a billion-dollar fraud scheme. A bishop in a small Catholic community in California has been accused of embezzlement and money laundering. Bishop Emmanuel Shaltia is accused of embezzling more than $270,000 from his parish. Details of the allegations are currently sealed. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted of all 16 felonies he is charged with. Yamaha Motor Company is moving its U.S. headquarters from California to Georgia. The Japanese company's American headquarters have been located in Cypress, California since 1979. They'll begin their relocation at the end of 2026. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Farm Bill 2.0 was a big topic at this year's National Farmers Union Convention in New Orleans, and our coverage has been sponsored by the Montana Farmers Union, encouraging folks to visit fairnessforfarmers.org and to join the fight against the monopoly crisis in American agriculture. Well, last week, Republicans were able to advance the Farm Bill through the House Agriculture Committee with support from several Democrats, despite some partisan clashes. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer told me that a new farm bill is long overdue because the current farm legislation is broken.
So right now, what producers are doing is they're looking at their options, and they're going to grow the crop that loses them the least amount of money. That's not a very good option, is it? We got here because of farm policy.
Now, finalized policy priorities for 2026 approved by NFU's delegates include three special orders of business on timely topics, including family farmers, the farm crisis, and the future of food and farm policy, family farming and the roots of our democracy, and family farming and dairy policy reform.
Hi, this is Jim Felton of Felton Angus here in Racetrack, Montana. I'm inviting everyone to attend our 53rd annual production sale March 13th at the ranch. If you're looking for bulls that are long, thick, growthy, pap tested, and are good-footed country cover and rascals, we would like to talk to you. We offer free nationwide delivery and $500 bull bucks to anyone making a purchase. Check us out at feltonangus.com or give us a call at 406-220-1177, and the sale will be broadcast live on Superior and DV Auction.
Farm families and rural communities are struggling. Why? Because the monopolies dominating agribusiness are squeezing them from all sides. That's why the National Farmers Union is standing up for farmers, because consolidation hurts farmers, ranchers, and everyone across the country. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide community of family farmers, ranchers, and advocates working together for fairness, resilience, and a better future for agriculture. Montana Farmers Union encourages you to visit fairnessforfarmers.org.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers. While some have benefited from the law, a growing body of research suggests it has ended up reducing overall earnings for farm workers as employers shorten the work week to keep their costs down. By 2022, when the law was partially phased in, farm employees in California were working 3 to 5 hours less per week than a decade prior. On average, their weekly income had declined by $80 to $120, according to research by Alexandra Hill, a University of California Berkeley professor who researches agricultural economics and farm worker well-being. Since the law was implemented, Colusa County farm worker Arcelia said that she had lost a third of her work hours. "Suddenly, I couldn't cover the electricity bill," she said. "I couldn't pay rent." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181, or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid 80s Sunday and Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The consumer price index rose 0.3% in February, up 0.2% excluding food and energy. For the year ending in February, the CPI was up 2.4%, and core CPI for the year excluding food and energy rose 2.5%. The annual numbers are in line with expectations and suggest inflation held steady last month. The February report does not include any impact from higher oil prices from the conflict in Iran. Campbell's is lowering expectations for the year after its earnings for the recent quarter were disappointing. Snack sales declined, though demand for Rao's sauces and other products for meals was strong. Zara's parent company, Inditex, says sales are improving despite some impact from the war in the Middle East. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Red Scooter Deli's been serving you delicious fresh food for over 16 years, and they have a couple of locations, of course, on 6th Street. On 6th Street and then in the downtown area right across from the City Park. And don't forget, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount order online or in person. Red Scooter Deli, 805-237-1780 or redscooterdeli.com. They're open 6:30 till 4. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, we think. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and at 75, of course, you can text. As we're ready to go here on The Right Choice, and there is no music this morning and no jingles, no liners, no anything else, because my robo-cart is dead. It is dead. You can probably hear a little bit of it. Can you hear that at all, Chris? No, you can't.
I think I hear a beat somewhere, unless I'm imagining that.
How about that?
I mean, I don't think I can hear it from the soundboard. I think I hear it coming from the actual room.
Yeah, it's coming out of the computer. For whatever reason, this happened a couple of months ago, and even with a restart, it won't come back, and apparently our engineer doesn't want to wake up this morning. They've been calling him since 4:15.
Well, that's a little early to be calling someone.
It's his job.
Fair enough.
That's supposed to be. So anyway, I'm sure it'll be fixed sometime before, probably about 9:03 when we're off the air this morning. That's my guess. All right, coming up on Sound Off this afternoon, let's see here. Where is it? Where is it? Stu Jenkins will be talking about some housing and legal issues here within the county. And what the county and some cities are trying to do or have done. So, for those of you, housing, that's kind of an important thing. Chris, got a question for you.
What's your question?
My question is, the story you did about the DA and all these, a week from yesterday, these drunken Irish people that will be storming the streets all over the county. For those of you, I am German-Irish, so don't send me an email about it. The something about enforcement, it was going to be stricter enforcement.
Yeah, that's under the city of San Luis Obispo.
Oh, I thought there was something from the DA's office.
Well, there's something from the DA's office as well, and that's, what was it again?
I thought
they'll not be offering pre-filing misdemeanor diversions. And personally, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But what was the thing about the police are going to make stricter enforcement of the laws. Something along those lines.
Well, yeah, in San Luis Obispo.
Okay, so if a law is a law, how can you have stricter enforcement?
I mean, I'm guessing they won't be letting people off the hook as easily, and they'll probably have more personnel looking around for it.
So does this come under... We choose to enforce laws at the times we choose to enforce them and look the other way otherwise?
That would be the question for the police department, not me.
Well, I'm not asking them questions if I'm getting pulled over. I'm going to be very nice. Yes, sir. How was your day? Who's your favorite team? Do you like puppies? You know, things like that to kind of maybe, you know, not agitate them a little bit and so forth and so on. I don't know, maybe I misheard it or thought of something that, okay, well, The law is the law, but you're going to have stricter enforcement of it. Maybe if we enforced it even in, I'll just say, regular times, maybe people wouldn't then try to take advantage. Of course, being inebriated may change people's decisions. Okay, so let's see. What else do we have going on here in the county? We have some speed limit changes coming. And here in the North County, for those of you, and Chris, I think you did a story on it yesterday about enforcement up in San Miguel.
Oh, right, from CHP.
Right, okay, and I don't, anyway, so for those of you, and I come in on this every single morning, River Road in San Miguel will drop from 35 to 30 miles per hour. Now, I don't know how far out that goes, because when you come across, when you hit the bridge, it's 45. At least I hope it is. I'm pretty sure it's 45, but when you get on, you know, coming into town, that is 35. They have a, speed thing there. And then it'll go down to 30 miles an hour. So for those of you, I don't know when this will be taking place, but just remember it. But they're going to be checking it out for a while, because I know after they put in the four-way stop sign there coming out onto Mission Street, apparently the traffic is so heavy in San Miguel they need to do that, that the sheriff's, well, yeah, the CHP, they were up there giving out tickets for people who would, shall we say, not completely stop. I know a member of the Will family got a ticket, it wasn't me, for doing a rolling stop through that stop sign. But depending on the time of the day, there's not anybody there anyway. So, but just be aware of it. Going down to 30 miles an hour on the River Road, and maybe in that particular stretch from the bridge going into town, that may not be a bad idea, because in the planning phase of things, you know, the that Jazzy Town went in where all those houses are, and the street is a lot narrower, and there are people that are walking, and maybe even kids on bicycles and so forth and so on. So I might understand that, why they need to do that. Plus, I should say most of the people up there, when they are walking, they do a pretty good job of being considerate, But be on the lookout, though, for those of you coming in, especially when you're coming down off that hill across the bridge. You know, you're kind of flying a little bit. So, again, I don't know how far out that goes, but my assumption right now is that it would be going into town. So, anyway, there's a little something for you here to start off. And also, came across this. It was an email that was sent to me, and it is, let's see here. It has to do with the, for schools in California. Now, this is amazing, because there is a another push. Let's see here, assembly members and so forth and so on. It's not exact, but what they're looking for is helping California schools close the achievement gap. Well, okay, so we've heard the numbers, particularly at Paso Robles High School, not including probably the jazz band folks, kids, that the grades are the results are terrible. Results are terrible. Well, what I found somewhat laughable about this, they're helping California schools or wanting to close the achievement gap. In the title, in one of the subtitles, and it's in headlines in big black letter, it says legislators to unveil a bill package aimed at ending 30 years of stagnant student achievement. Does anybody find that a bit strange? They're going to unveil another package, and package, when it comes from politicians, means money. 30 years of the stagnant student achievement. So they have let a problem go on for 30 years. Maybe with all the sweeping changes we've had in the public education system in the last 30 years, particularly in the state of California. So I guess you could say that their good intentions are coming ahead. Can't wait for this. So are they admitting 30 years of failure of what they wanted to do and have been doing? So again, if that's the case, we have 30 years of kids going through our school system here in California that are underachieving, but we continue to spend more money on the school system. It's absolutely amazing. I'm really surprised that somebody didn't look at this and say, you know, maybe we shouldn't word it this way. But I guess on one hand, the other hand is they're being transparent because we know that they have good intentions. Of course they do. Of course they do. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, also I came across, there is a, well, I didn't come across, somebody sent it to me, and I always appreciate that. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, the thing you're talking about, the speed limits and driving, you know, it's interesting and always a point of a little bit of ire to me. A couple of years ago on the freeway there up by San Miguel, I got a ticket for speeding. I was in the number one lane nearest the median. Somebody cut me off. I kind of waited for them to pull over. They didn't. So then I had to pass around them on the right. And I went up to about 75 to do that. That's when I got nailed. It's very irritating about the aspect of it's kind of relatively easy to catch people for speeding. It's easy thing for them to measure, and I understand that. But the flip side of it is that so many of the incidents and even accidents are actually because of drivers who either cut you off or do various things to obstruct your driving. And a couple years ago, I had kind of looked this up, and of course they said that speeding was the number one cause of accidents in the United States. But then if you kind of look around worldwide, and I went, somehow or other got into the European part, and they have a component that's called obstructive driving. And obstructive driving actually in Europe was the number one cause of accidents. And I think it's true, because I think human nature is you get cut off, you either wait for somebody to pull back over, or if they don't, you try to go around them. It usually involves speeding up to do it. Oftentimes people will do that in an unsafe manner and perhaps cut somebody else off. It's just a point of irritation. I don't really know a real answer for it, but it you made me think of it when you were bringing that up.
Well, one of the things that I'm probably kind of just like you in that regard, I want to get away from trouble.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't want a dope. I don't want to be behind a dope.
Yeah.
I want to get beyond them and leave them in the dust, because I think, you know, at least for me, I feel safer, because you can, you know, even people that are, you know, screwing around in the car, you can see them with their head and their shoulders and so forth, and they may be veering, you know, this way or that way. And I'm not talking about going way over the line. They're just screwing around.
Yes.
I will go around. You're careful, but I want to go around them. But according to the state law, you cannot legally exceed the speed limit when overtaking in most places, including California, regardless of the reason. And, you know, I know it's the law, and they probably can sit down and tell me why, but I disagree with that.
Well, you're right. That is always a matter of yeah, even safe passing people, and it brings up the other issue, and that is, how many times do you try to pass somebody and they speed up? I mean, it's almost gotten to be laughable anymore. You know, if I'm in the number one lane, somebody's going slow, I try to go around them on the right, and they speed up. And I can't count or think of the number of times that happens. And I understand that some of that may be human nature, just to speed up to maybe get up to the right speed. But, you know, most of the time, it's not that. You know, people just, for whatever reasons, they either think that they are supposed to enforce the law by making you have to drive at their speed. I don't really know what the reason is, but if you think of human nature, it doesn't work. All it does is cause more problems.
You know, another thing that I experienced this Sunday coming home from the station Sunday morning, there were two cars, a truck and a car ahead of me on Cross Canyons. And I could tell by the way they were driving, they were not familiar with the road because they were braking in areas where they didn't need to brake. But they were going extremely slow. They were doing about 35 miles an hour on Cross Canyon. And it was driving me nuts because, again, they were braking all the time. And, of course, they never pulled over. And it just so happens that they went all the way into Ranchita Canyon. So I'm behind them, and I honked it a couple of times on some areas where you can pull over and let people behind you. If you don't know the road, look in your rearview mirror and say, hey, I'm going to pull over and let this person by.
Well, you're right. I mean, so much of it has to do with common road courtesy and a lot of times road awareness. And I understand that there's people who don't have the same awareness as others who are driving cars. I understand that. You know, we all live with that, you know.
Well, hold on a second. What do you exactly mean by that? I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you know, there's people who are I won't say disabled, but, you know, for whatever reason, you know, elderly people, things of this sort who don't see all these things as well.
Okay, you know? I know what you mean, because you can almost look at somebody driving, and it's no matter what age, and they're white knuckled when they're driving.
Yeah, or they may not know the road rules, you know, which isn't, you know, ignorance is not an excuse, but it happens way too much. So I don't have an exact answer to it. I think it's mostly human nature, but it's things that somehow or other need to be taken into account.
Well, I have a solution, but it's not legal because I've always dreamt of having a battering ram.
Yeah, or just a can of paint just to splash on them, you know. But.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that, but the battering is like, you know, please, it just drives you up the wall. And I've never figured, you know, you mentioned human nature. I've never figured out why. Okay, I'm not familiar with this road. I'm not comfortable on it, but there are people behind me. So why wouldn't you look for a path? And because there's a lot of them, even on Old Creek Road, there's, you know, about four or five places you can pull over and let people go around you.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about. It's not really disability. It's just inability to be able to recognize all the things that are going on around them. You know, spatial awareness, however you want to describe it. There are people, you know, who just don't have that ability, and yet they're still able to drive a car. And if nothing else, those people should be always in the far right lane, but they're not, you know.
Well, I think they should take public transportation, because I just simplified it as that they don't know how to drive.
Well, you're right, and it would be one thing if it was just a matter of irritation, but the fact is that I think it causes accidents. I mean, it causes a lot of accidents, and I think at least that's kind of what the information from Europe was saying. You know, basically, you know, so many accidents are caused because of obstructive driving, either intentional or unintentional. Doesn't matter. It still obstructs driving and causes other drivers to alter their driving pattern, which may or may not be safe.
Well, it is. And, you know, obviously we have more distractions now in our vehicles than ever before, and people aren't. And the other is, and again, this has been my bugaboo since I started driving, because my dad used to tell, when he was driving, he would point out things to us.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're a kid, but, you know, when you start driving, it's like a lot of things our parents told us, or it comes back. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember Dad telling me that.
Yeah.
And to, you know, know where you're going. Know where you're going. I see it so many times just here in our little confine of people having to get over at the last second because they're not planning ahead. And I'm not talking about people with Connecticut license plates. I'm looking at things because I see on the on their plate that their vehicle was here, you know, it was purchased here locally.
Right.
Or they brake and then turn, or they brake and then put on their turn signal. You're supposed to do that before.
Right. Well, and so much of it, too, is distracted driving, as you had said. And the fact is that I think there's too many people that take driving as a secondary or tertiary thing. Their most important thing when they get in the car is what's on their telephone or what's on their radio or whatever else. And the fact is their number one issue, once you get in a car as a driver, should be to drive that car. Pay attention to what's going on the road. Pay attention to what other people are doing around there. And I think there's too many people that don't do that.
150% agree with you on that one. It is, and it's not, hasn't gotten any better.
No, it hasn't. And that's the thing that really, it's going to continue until something is done to try to correct it.
And you know, from at least my observation, it's not just one particular age group either. It's all age groups that are you know, doing that. I always get a kick out of the rude drivers or the idiot drivers, and then they'll have one of those cutesy wootsy bumper stickers on the back of their vehicle. And you know, you almost want to pull up next to them, roll down the window and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's right. You need to read your own bumper sticker.
Yeah, get out of here, you moron. All right, sir, we got to go.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Happy motoring as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its awards ceremony on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and the Medal of Valor. Michael Specialiera, Executive Director at the County Office of Education, has announced he will no longer be running for County Superintendent of Schools. Specialiera has said he's optimistic about the future of the county's education system and knows that the next leaders will continue to advocate for programs that move the needle locally, he said. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Six people are dead in a bus fire in Switzerland. Police say it may have been a deliberate act.
Investigators are looking into reports that a passenger poured fuel on themselves and then ignited the blaze. Police say it's too early to say if this was terror-related.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. Police said the identification of the victims could take several days. An investigation continues. 140 U.S. service members have been injured in Operation Epic Fury.
Most of those injuries are described as minor, with service members returning to duty. But eight service members are severely injured and continue receiving care. At least seven American service members have been killed in Iranian retaliatory strikes against U.S. bases in the region.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
We
ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Team Italy beat the USA at the World Baseball Classic in Houston 8-6. Aaron Judge struck out with a man on to end the game. The U.S. had been down 8-0 to Italy in the sixth inning. The Italians are 3-0. They'll finish group play on Wednesday night against Mexico. Essentially, the U.S. may need another Italian upset in that game, or it may not advance to the quarterfinals. In the NBA at Miami, Bam Adebayo scored 83 points, second most in NBA history, in a Heat win over Washington 150-129. On free throws, Adebayo was a record 36-43 in his 42 minutes in the game. College basketball going to the NCAA tournament by virtue of conference final victories. Siena, Hofstra, Wright State, and Gonzaga. In the NHL, Buffalo won its 8th straight, and the Baltimore Ravens backed out of their trade for Max Crosby.
Alrighty, and sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It's 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. And as a no music today because my robo-cart and my engineer is still sleeping. Still sleeping. Let's see here. Nope, still not working. All right, so North County weather. Okay, you know what, Chris? I just thought of something.
Yeah, we're going to do this a cappella.
Well, you were in the choir, right?
Sort of.
Nah, I won't let you. I won't let you sing the jingle. Let's see here.
What I can do the world famous pet alert thing though.
Woof woof.
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
Yeah, who let the dogs out? Where are we? Oh, weather brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Nice day. Yesterday was weird. Yesterday was weird because it was still only about 52 when I got home, and I said, well, I can't do what I was going to do. I was going to do some spraying, and it didn't warm up and sun up until about 2 or 3 o'clock, and I was done. Anyway, today we'll have sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, clouds in the morning a little bit on Thursday, then highs reaching the low 80s. We should pretty much do the same on Friday, Saturday, mid-80s, Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, Tuesday, upper 80s, and mid to upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:20 a.m., 7:07 p.m. We're at 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been serving you since 1978. They're at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Okay, where are we at now? 4 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Who let the dogs out? Who woof, 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 woof. The world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, including that delightful apparel. All right, let's see here. Oh, we have cleared the board. Let's see here. We have cleared the board, and there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. But, Chris, for the first time in almost a week, you ready?
I think I am. I'm ready to burn some calories.
Okay. According to this, the fastest gust of wind ever recorded on Earth was how many miles per hour?
120.
Come on. I mean, we have hurricanes all the time.
Well, I don't actually know how fast a hurricane goes. Let's go with 250 then.
Oh, okay. Now you're good. 253.
Ooh, that was a lot closer.
253 miles an hour. It doesn't say where, when, or anything like that, but 253 miles per hour. Man, I can't even imagine that. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Exactly 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at The Right Choice. And the theme and all that stuff, it's not happening today. So it is time for trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Bass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. They're open every single day. Breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply there on file. This may seem like an easy question, but I am asking you to be exact on this, okay? What is, according to a survey of people who do this for a living, and this might be a fun one to do, what is Americans, remember, you have to be exact on this, Americans' favorite dessert? Favorite dessert. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? Americans' favorite dessert. Finding it to be the top choice of 82% of Americans. Again, exact. So in other words, well, let me see. I can't give an example. All right, if I was asking about coffee, you just couldn't say coffee. You'd have to say your brand or your whatever. They have different tastes and stuff like that. So what is Americans' favorite dessert? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Ice cream.
No, you have to, I'll give you a hint. You have to be exact. Because ice cream is generic, right? Well, it's not generic, but how many flavors of ice cream are there?
Probably hundreds, actually.
Okay, so we need exact. We need exact. Whatever it may be, it has to be exact. You just can't say fluids. What do you like to drink? Fluids. Okay, what, you know. Hi, good morning.
Vanilla ice cream.
Hi, good morning.
Vanilla ice cream.
No, not vanilla ice cream. Hi, good morning.
Apple pie and ice cream.
No, apple pie comes in at number 3. See, when he didn't just say pie. He said apple pie. There are other kind of pies, right?
I think so.
All right, mincemeat pie, there you go. Hi, good morning.
Vanilla ice cream.
No, not vanilla ice cream. Hello, you're on trivia.
Hi, it's strawberry shortcake.
No, that's not even on my list here. Strawberry shortcake. Have you ever had that?
No, I haven't. Also, while we're down callers right now, here's my guess.
That's number 1, 2, 3, 4.
That Yikes.
That is good, though. Hi, good morning.
New York cheesecake.
Cheesecake's number 4. Hi, good morning. You're on trivia.
Hi, good morning. New York cheesecake.
That guy called in twice. Hi, good morning.
Chocolate ice cream.
Yep, chocolate ice cream. May I have your name, sir?
Shane Irvine.
All right, Shane, what would be your favorite?
Probably chocolate.
Good answer. Thanks.
Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Templeton Historical Museum will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition with tastings, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. And the City of Atascadero is looking for a proposal to design and install holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens Park. The contractor will be responsible for the design, installation, maintenance, removal, packing, and transport of all the holiday lighting features. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alrighty, chocolate ice cream is number 1. Then chocolate chip cookies. Apple pie, number 3. Then your cheesecake, folks. Followed by brownies. And this is disgusting. It's popular in the South. Banana pudding. and then chocolate cake.
I'm disappointed by chocolate ice cream being number one.
What's your favorite?
Cheesecake.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Cheesecake. Cheesecake flavored ice cream.
Jeez. All right, this is brought to you by Berlager Excavation.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.